Track 3, Introduction. The aim of this mental health and well-being action plan is to ensure that all veterans in Scotland can lead a healthy, positive life and reach their full potential. Supporting people to keep well in the community is the Mental Health and Wellbeing Action Plan's top priority. A significant number of veterans stay well through strong community networks and access to wellbeing services. For a smaller number of veterans, access to high-quality mental health services tailored to meet their bespoke needs is important for their mental health and wellbeing. Support for the wider veterans community, particularly close family members, is also crucial to ensure that they are appropriately equipped to assist veterans. This Mental Health and Wellbeing Action Plan, hereafter to be referred to as the Action Plan, is ambitious, intending to encompass the broad spectrum of wellbeing and mental health, as well as ensuring support all veterans. The action plan sets out key actions for achieving this aim. It upholds the Community Covenant Pledge, footnote 1 can be found at the end of this section, that outlines that, quote, together we acknowledge and understand those who serve or who have served in the armed forces and their families should be treated with fairness and respect in the communities, economy, and society they serve with their lives. End quote. Footnote 1, UK Government 2017, Armed Forces Covenants in Scotland, Ministry of Defence, London. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.gov.uk/government/publications/community-covenants-in-scotland. The Community Covenant Pledge was first established in 2011. It is soon expected to be enshrined in law so that organisations can be legally held to account if a veteran has been disadvantaged as a result of their military service. This highlights the need for and commitment to high quality and timely access to support and treatment for veterans and their families. This action plan has been developed by the Scottish Veterans Care Network, SVCN, at the direction of Scottish ministers, following their acceptance of the recommendations in the Scottish Veterans Commissioner's Veterans Health and Wellbeing paper that, footnote 2 can be found at the end of this section. The Scottish Government and NHS, brackets S, through the Network on Veterans Health, should produce a mental health action plan for the long-term delivery of services and support. Systemic issues of funding, collaboration, leadership, planning, governance, and training of staff will be key. Footnote 2. Fraser E. 2018. Veterans' Health and Wellbeing, a Distinctive Scottish Approach. The Scottish Veterans Commissioner, Edinburgh. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.gov.scot/publications/veterans-health-wellbeing-distinctive-scottish-approach/. The SVCN is a collaborative national strategic network that works across geographical and organisational boundaries to support a Once for Scotland approach to the planning, design and delivery of an integrated, holistic, person-centred care pathway across the health and social care system. It is chaired by Pauline Howie, Chief Executive, Scottish Ambulance Service, on behalf of the NHS Board Chief Executives. The SVCN provides national strategic leadership and advice to NHS boards, integrated joint boards, IJBs, health and social care partnerships, local authorities, and other partners in relation to the delivery of services using the most up-to-date evidence base and in line with strategic local, regional, and national NHS, IJB, and local authority priorities. The SVCN is based within National Services Division, NHS National Services Scotland. More information on the SVCN can be found on our website, Scottish Veterans Care Network, joining forces to support our veterans. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.veteranscarenetwork.scot. This action plan has been developed through extensive engagement and collaboration that includes over 80 veterans and members of the veterans community contributing through focus groups and surveys. Members of SVCN Health and Wellbeing Working Group providing extensive expertise and guidance. IJB and NHS colleagues providing information on the range of mental health and wellbeing services in their area. Third sector veterans mental health and wellbeing services providing data on the range of services they provide, as well as valuable expertise and advice through Veteran Scotland and COBSEO, the Confederation of Service Charities, is contact group. The Ministry of Defence, MOD, providing insight in terms of existing pathways, what works well and what could be improved. NHS Armed Forces and Veterans Champions, providing local intelligence and guidance, particularly around the feasibility of implementation in their NHS board. National NHS boards providing details of national programmes and projects so as to coordinate effort and expertise. The SVCN programme team reviewing literature and analysing a wide range of data from many sources. Colleagues from across the UK have provided advice and learning from their experiences in Scotland, England, Northern Ireland, and Wales. The SVCN programme team engaging with Scottish and UK initiatives and groups to enable cross-fertilisation of ideas and ensure that Scotland is included in UK-wide developments where appropriate. The SVCN wishes to thank everyone for their time, expertise, and passion to develop this action plan. A full methodology and consultation process is included in Appendix A. There is a rich landscape of mental health and wellbeing services provided to veterans in Scotland across both the NHS and the third sector. The successful implementation of this action plan will require close collaboration between NHS boards, health and social care partnerships, third sector, the MOD, local government, and, of course, the veteran community themselves. This action plan sets out the requirement for access to veteran-specific mental health and wellbeing services for all veterans, regardless of where they live and their circumstances. Service design and implementation will need to be flexible depending on population size and rurality. In some areas, a new and distinct veterans' mental health and wellbeing service will be required. Some areas with pre-established veterans' mental health service may need small developments. In other, more rural areas, there will be a need to think creatively about well-being resources available, pathways into mental health services, and use of digital resources and technology to access specialists where appropriate. Veteran peer support workers are key to delivery of the action plan. They are veterans with experience of life in the armed forces and with skills on how to navigate civilian life. Veteran peer support workers provide an important bridge between the veteran and health and well-being professionals, enabling greater understanding of the military context. Veterans' engagement with mental health and well-being services is poor compared to other sectors of the Scottish population. Footnote 3. Williamson v. Greenberg N. and Stevelink SAM 2019. Perceived stigma and barriers to care in UK Armed Forces personnel and veterans with and without probable mental disorders. BMC Cycle 7/175. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://bmccycology.biomedcentral.com/articles/1010.1186/S4359-0019-0351-7. The role of peer support workers has been evidenced to be crucial in reducing stigma, building relationships, and supporting veterans to seek and access further help if required. Footnote 4. Weir B., Cunningham M., Abraham L., and Allenson Oddy C. 2019, Military Veteran Engagement with Mental Health and Wellbeing Services, a Qualitative Study of the Role of the Peer Support Worker. Journal of Mental Health, 28, 6, pp. 647-653. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/28853622/. National coordination and support for veterans and their families is central to the action plan, with the identification, development, and promotion of a central phone number and resource hub. SVCN support for public and third sector providers who support veterans, particularly around the implementation of the action plan, is key to supporting services to meet quality standards, data collection and analysis, workforce education and development, and linking in with broader UK and Scottish initiatives and campaigns. Quote, joining forces to support our veterans, end quote.